Amen. Can I get you to stand up on your feet? Let's pray a word. Amen. Over the word. Amen.
Amen.
Heavenly Father, I just want to just take just this minute just to thank you for your word, Lord. For your Bible tells us, Lord, that your word, that heaven and earth will pass away, Lord, but your word will remain forever. So I just want to thank you for your word, Lord. I thank you for your son, Jesus Christ, Lord, who came and died for the remission of my sins, Lord. And Father, I just pray right now, Lord, that every heart is open and just ready to receive from you today, Lord, ready to eat from you today, Father. I pray, Lord, that you remove any hindrances right now, Father, that we may solely stay focused on you. So I give you all the praise, glory, and honor, for it's in Jesus' name I pray. And let us all say amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. If you got your Bibles, let's confess the word of God. Say, this is my Bible.
This is my Bible.
I am. What it says I am.
What it says I am.
I can do. What it says I can do.
What it says I can do.
I'm a believer.
Not a doubter.
I'm a doer. Not just a hearer. And
my life.
Is the better. After having heard. The word of faith.
Faith comes by hearing.
And hearing.
And hearing by
the word of God.
Amen.
Amen. Hallelujah. You can be seated. I'm going to ask you to turn in your Bibles to 2 Corinthians chapter 9. And I'm going to talk to you today, continue on in our series, Stewardship, Basic Training for Christian Faith. And I want to talk to us today about you reap what you sow. You reap what you sow. So, before I get started, though, I'm going to encourage you. If you don't got a pen and a piece of paper, to get one. Please get one. Pen and piece of paper. You got the smartphones, whatever. You can type up some messages. And I really want, I'm going to take my time today because I really want us to grasp what God is speaking to us. So I'm going to take my time today, and I'm going to also encourage you that you might want to go online at some point today and go back over this message again. Okay? All right. Amen? Amen?
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Now, when it comes to the matter of stewardship, which is our series, God wants us to know whatever a man sows, he reaps. Amen? A little boy one day was told by his father to sow some seed, but he didn't feel like doing any sowing and all the work that it took to sow seed. So he took all the seed, dug a hole, and poured all that seed into one spot. Came in the house all innocent, making it look like he had sown the seeds. But he had forgotten that it was coming up. Amen? So what he had planted would reveal itself over time. Can I say that again?
Amen.
What he had planted will reveal itself over time. Now, stewardship doesn't only apply to money. It applies to all of life.
Yeah.
Amen. Amen.
And that is, what you sow will always determine what you harvest.
Amen.
Always.
Yes.
What you sow will always determine what you harvest.
Amen.
Always. You can never talk about harvesting apart from talking about sowing.
Amen.
This is a biblical foundation in our text this morning. And look at 2 Corinthians chapter 9. I'm going to start reading at verse number 6. And it says, "But this I say, he who sows sparingly will also reap sparingly. And he who sows bountifully will also reap bountifully. So let each one give as he purposes in his heart, not grudgingly or of necessity, for God loves a cheerful giver. And God is able to make all grace abound toward you, that you always having all sufficiency in some things,
in all things,
may have an abundance, for every good work. As it is written, he has dispersed abroad, he has given to the poor, his righteousness endures forever. Now may he supply seed to the sower, underline this verse, now he may supply seed to the sower and bread for food, supply and multiply the seed you have sown and increase the fruits of your righteousness. While you are enriched in everything, for all liberality, which causes thanksgiving through us to God. Amen. Now, I want to give you some principles today that if you catch it, it will transform your life in every area, including the area of finances.
Amen.
And that's because it's a spiritual principle.
Amen.
And you can't get away from it no matter how hard you try. Now, I'm going to give you six principles, but I'm going to give you three today and I'm going to give you three next week because I really want this to sink in. I want it to hit you like a ton of bricks, okay? Because I want this to be really deep down on the inside of you, because if you will grab it, remember it, and apply these principles that I'm going to give you, watch this. I guarantee you, based on the Word of God,
that's right,
that changes will take place in your life.
Amen. Thank you, Jesus.
I said, I guarantee you.
Amen.
Based on the Word of God. Based on who?
The Word
of God. Not Pastor Ron.
Amen.
Based on the Word of God. That changes will take place in your life if you take these principles and you apply them to your life. I guarantee you, you'll see changes in your life. So principle number one is this. Your harvest depends on whether you sow. Your harvest depends on whether you sow. 2 Corinthians chapter 9, verse number 6 says, he who sows sparingly.
Yes.
He who sows sparingly shall reap sparingly. He who sows. Now, the assumption is the person who wants a harvest,
yeah, come on.
They first of all sown a seed. Come on, somebody.
Amen.
Listen, there's no sowing of seed. If there's no sowing of seed, there can be no expectations of a harvest.
Amen.
Amen.
Yes. Amen.
Is it sinking? Is it sinking in?
Mm-hmm.
If there's no sowing of seed, there can be no expectations of a harvest. We have a lot of Christians who want a great harvest from God, whom sow very little seed for God.
Amen.
And those Christians don't understand the law of harvest. Just like in farming, which is the analogy here, if you want something to come out of the ground, you have to put something inside the ground.
Yes.
Amen.
Okay? Wait a minute. If you want something to come out of the ground,
yeah,
you have to put something inside the ground.
Yeah.
If you do not sow seeds in your marriage, Don't expect happiness to be harvested there.
Amen.
Amen.
If you don't sow seeds into your children, don't expect them to grow and be vibrant adults there. If you don't sow seeds in your occupation or in your training, don't expect to become an expert in that field there.
That's right. That's right.
You cannot harvest from life unless you've sown in life.
That's right.
Yes.
That's right.
And that assumes that a seed has been planted in the area in which you're interested in receiving a harvest. Yes. See, it assumes you have sown the seed.
Amen. Mm-hmm.
John chapter 12, verse 24 says, except the seed falls to the ground and dies,
come on,
it will not produce fruit. John 12, 24 says, except the seed falls to the ground and dies, it will not produce fruit. Now, for seed to be sown, you must give it up.
Mm-hmm. There you go.
I said,
yeah.
For seed to be sown,
that's good.
You must give it up. And you must literally make it useless to yourself so that it can become more useful to you and others later on. See, that's why King David, when he went to worship the Lord in 2 Samuel chapter 24, when he was offered the opportunity to worship God for free, because Arunah said, I will give you the threshing floor and I will give you the wood. David said, no, you won't. He said, I will purchase it from you. He says, for I will not be caught worshiping God with that which costs me nothing.
That's right.
See, he understood the law of the harvest. Amen? And that is, you must sow if you expect to reap.
Mm-hmm.
See, it's part of the process. So if I can put it another way, sowing sets the harvest in motion.
That's good.
Sowing sets the harvest in motion. In other words, no matter what you want down the line to come up in your life, sowing gets it started.
Mm-hmm. Mm. Amen.
I'm going to give you a minute to finish your notes.
Amen. Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Second Samuel 24. Now, suppose the farmer says, I'm not going to sow, but I'm going to pray to God for 80 acres of corn. So I'm not going to plant, but I'm trusting the Lord because he's a way maker. Suppose he says, I'm trusting the Lord because I know he's able to do exceeding abundantly above all that I can, all that I ask or think. See, there's nothing that my God can't do. Well, that person, that farmer is misinformed. Amen. Because what that person and what that farmer is trusting God for is a harvest with no seed. Mm-hmm.
There you go.
Watch this. And that's why many of you are not seeing answers to your prayers. Because you're asking God to harvest seedless soil.
Mm-hmm.
Wait a minute, I'm going to go back because I want to say that again, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. See, if the farmer is asking God for something that he didn't sow a seed to, mm-hmm. then he's trusting God for a harvest with no seed. And that's why many of you are not seeing prayers answered, because you're asking God to harvest seedless soil. You haven't sown anything to the soil.
Mercy. Mercy.
If you want to harvest in any area of life, you must sow.
Come on. Come on.
The seed.
Amen. Amen.
See, if this is a transforming concept. This will transform your life.
Amen.
If we catch this will transform your life. When you sow the seed, it sets in motion the harvest. No farmer asks for the harvest first. I mean, and that explains, this verse that everybody quotes, but very few people understands. In Acts chapter 20, verse 35 says, it's more blessed to give than to receive. See? Now, why is it more blessed to give than to receive? Well, because when you sow the seed, you always wind up with more than what you gave.
Come on.
Let me go back and say this again. In Acts 20, verse 35, says, it's more blessed to give than to receive. Now, I said, why is it more blessed to give than to receive? Well, because when you sow the seed, you always wind up with more than what you gave.
There you go.
See, whenever you sow a seed, you always harvest more than what you sown. Always. So what do you do with the seed that God provides? 2 Corinthians chapter 9, verse number 10 says, are you there?
Amen.
Now may he who supplies seed to the sower and bread for food supply and multiply the seed you have sown and increase the fruits of your righteousness. Mm. It says, with anything God gives you, you want to do two things with it. Number one, enjoy it. Mm-hmm. Right? Enjoy it. If God gives it to you, you didn't get it illegitimately.
Yeah.
You got it through righteous means and principles. Mm-hmm. Then watch this. Then it is a sin not to enjoy it.
Amen.
It's a sin to apologize for it. I said, if God gives it to you and you didn't get it through illegitimate means, you got it through righteous principles, and he gave it to you, then it's a sin for you not to enjoy it.
That's good.
And it's a sin for you to apologize for it. Anything that God gives you, whether it's monetary, whether it's relational, if it came from God, a good and perfect gift is to be enjoyed.
Yes.
Amen? Mm-hmm. But that's only part of what you've got to do. The second thing you must do, according to 2 Corinthians chapter 9, verse 10, is not only enjoy the bread for food from which harvested from the seed that's sown. The second thing you must do, and this is very important, is you ought to also use it for reseeding. Reseeding. See, God gives us resources to use to invest for him. I said, God gives you resources to use and invest for him. Amen. No farmer in the world would eat all of his produce, including all of his seeds.
Right.
And here's why. Because if he uses all his seeds and produce and all, all of his produce and all his seeds, he has nothing to reseed with.
Amen.
And that's what a lot of people do. They get all these good things from God and never reseed it. Somebody ought to say amen.
Amen.
Okay. I'm going to just stop for a second. Do you guys want the unadulterated truth?
Amen.
Amen.
Yeah.
I'm going to give you the truth.
Amen.
Folks, get all these good things from God.
Yes.
Good and perfect gifts. But they never receive it back to God. They never invest it back to God. So watch this. What do they do? So they're having a good time right now.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
With what they have. But then they wonder why it doesn't keep on going.
Mm.
And that's because they ate all the harvest.
Mm-hmm.
Verse number 10 says, now may he who supplies seed to the sower and bread for food supply and multiply the seed you have sown and increase the fruits of your righteousness.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, enjoy the bread for food that God supplied. But also the reason he gives you more seed is so that you can keep the receiving process going.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Amen. No farmer eats everything that he gets.
Mm-hmm.
So the first principle is you must sow or don't expect to reap. See, listen, if you got big big expectations from God, but little or no investment in God,
mm-hmm.
don't be surprised if your life winds up being an empty field.
Mm, that's good.
Mm-hmm. Because you want to harvest with no sowing. And you know what the Bible says? That is the mentality of a fool. So the first principle is your harvest depends on whether you sow.
Amen.
The second principle is your harvest depends on what you sow.
Amen.
Because Galatians chapter 6 says, whatever a man sows. Right? Go to Genesis. Hold your finger in Corinthians, 2 Corinthians. Go to Genesis chapter 1. Let me know when you get there. Genesis chapter 1. Verse number 12, and it says, and the earth brought forth grass, the herbs that yield seed according to its kind,
right.
And the tree that yields fruit, whose seed is in itself,
right.
According to its kind.
That's right.
And God saw that it was good.
Mm-hmm.
So God created it so if you plant an apple seed, you don't get oranges.
Amen.
Or if you plant oranges, you don't get pears. Or if you plant pears, you don't get potatoes. If you plant potatoes, you don't get a watermelon. He says, whatever you put in the ground is what's coming up. Am I right?
Amen.
Okay. Go to Galatians chapter 6. It's the next chapter over from 2 Corinthians. The next book, I should say. Galatians chapter 6. Let me know when you get there.
Amen.
Galatians chapter 6, verse number 6 says, let him who is taught the word share in all good things with him who teaches the word. Please don't miss that. You might want to underline that. Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Do not be deceived. God is not mocked. For whatever a man sows, that he will also reap.
Mm.
For he who sows to his flesh will of the flesh reap corruption. But he who sows to the Spirit will of the Spirit reap everlasting life. Not only does it operate in the agricultural world, it operates in your life. Amen? See, many folks are sowing, watch this, many folks are sowing drunkard children because they planted alcoholic seeds.
Amen.
Many folks are sowing immoral children because they're planting immoral seeds.
That's right.
Many fathers are sowing violent sons because of the way that they treat their wives. So you're planting violent seeds.
Mercy.
So don't be surprised if your son beats his wife.
Mercy.
Like you beat your wife.
Mercy.
If your child disrespects women because you disrespect the women. Why? Because whatever a man sows, it says. Did you catch that?
Amen.
It says whatever a man sows, whatever a person sows, whatever you plant in life, you can bank your bottom dollar, it's coming up again.
There you go.
You can pray, listen, you can pray all day. Lord, I planted potatoes, please turn them into apples.
Mm-mm-mm.
Lord, you can pray until you're blue in the face, but if you plant it,
that's good.
It's coming up.
That's right.
It's coming up. And the truth be told, I said, if the truth be told, some of us have done some bad planting.
Mm-hmm.
Truth be told.
Amen.
Because we planted to the flesh.
Mercy.
So what does that mean? To plant to the flesh simply means to live to gratify self. That's what it means to plant to the flesh.
Mm-hmm.
Amen. To plant to the spirit means to live for the glory of God.
Ooh,
amen. And what it says is, what you plant is what's coming up. Don't expect anything different than what you put in the soil.
Mm-mm-mm.
If you plant bad, don't expect to grow good. Are you with me?
Mm-hmm.
Amen. The first principle is your harvest depends on whether you sow. Whether you sow.
Mm-hmm.
The second principle is your harvest depends on what you sow. What you sow. Whatever you put in the ground, that's what's coming up.
Mm-hmm.
The third principle is your harvest depends on how much you sow.
Come on now.
How much you sow. Look at verse number 6 again, 2 Corinthians chapter 9, verse number 6 says, but this I say, he who sows sparingly will reap sparingly. He who sows bountifully will also reap bountifully.
Amen.
Everybody there?
Amen.
Amen. Don't put one seed in 80 acres and expect 80 acres worth of crop.
Mercy.
Don't put a little and expect a lot.
Amen.
Because Galatians 6 just said, God is not mocked.
Mm-hmm.
We really have to catch this. God is not mocked.
Mm-hmm.
Right? He's no fool. See, God will always last. See, we may be laughing now. God, I'm going to rob you. I'm going to keep it to myself. God says, yeah, you're laughing now. But it won't be the last laugh. That's according to Galatians chapter 6.
Amen.
See, what he's saying, what this is saying is this. You might want to write this down. This is what this is saying. It says, your harvest size is determined in advance.
Mm.
When you sow, if you want 80 acres return, you got to plant 80 acres worth of seed.
Mm-hmm.
Come on, somebody.
Come on.
So here's the question. It's not whether you want to sow. It's what do you want to harvest?
Amen.
That's the question.
That's good.
Because once you determine what you want to harvest, that will determine what you sow.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Are you with me?
Amen.
Amen. Are you getting this?
Amen.
Amen. See, I don't know about you all, but I want big things from God.
Amen.
See, I want God to work supernaturally in my life. I don't want just ordinary stuff from God.
Yes.
Amen. So because I don't want ordinary stuff from God, I'm not going to give ordinary stuff to God. See, you hear what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
You know, when we talked about we're not going to just be ordinary Christians,
mm-hmm.
but we're going to be extraordinary Christians because we serve an extraordinary God. Amen? That's what we set for our family. We're not just going to be average Christians.
Amen.
Because we don't serve an average God.
Amen. That's right.
See, I told my family, so look, you know, Joshua 24:15 says, as for me and my house, we're going to serve the Lord.
Mm-hmm.
So I told them, I got my wife and my two boys, and I said, as for this house, we're going to do what?
Serve
the Lord. Am I right? You are not just going to be average.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
You don't serve an average God.
Amen. That's right.
And Joshua can stand up and say that. You know why Joshua can stand up and say that? Because Joshua was the leader in his home. Come on, somebody.
Yeah.
He was the leader in his home.
Yeah.
So he stood up and said, I don't care what. He drew a line in the sand. And he told the people, he said, I don't care what you do. Serve those other gods if you want to. He said, but as for me and my house,
mm-hmm.
we're going to serve the Lord.
Amen.
And guess what? My kids and my wife, they're going to like it.
Amen.
That's what he said.
Amen.
We're going to serve the Lord. And he can stand up and he looked him square in the eye. And I like the fact that he drew a line in the sand.
Amen.
Mm. You can stand over there if you want to.
Amen.
He said, but uh-uh. He grabbed his flock like this. He said, y'all come on over here. As for me and my house, this is what we're about to do.
Mm-hmm.
Amen.
We ain't going to be average.
Amen.
Am I right about it?
Amen.
That's what it's Joshua 24:15.
Mm-hmm.
You got to draw a line in the sand.
That's right.
You hear me?
Mm-hmm.
you men hear me?
Amen.
You got to draw a line in the sand. As for me and my house. And see, listen, you have the God-given authority to speak those words.
That's
yes.
right. That's right.
Mm.
Amen.
You are responsible for your household.
Yep.
Mm. Y'all should be shouting for that.
Amen.
You men should be shouting for that. See, God, I don't know if you feel it, if you understand it, but you have been given God-given authority to speak for your household.
Yes.
From the beginning.
Yes.
In the garden, God spoke to you. He told Genesis 2:18, he said, he planted you in the garden. He said, cultivate it, develop it. Take care of this land, protect it. He gave you all the instructions in the beginning.
Mm-hmm.
That's your God-given authority.
Yeah.
And then when you don't, when you become a silent leader in your home, watch this.
Mm-hmm.
Your home falls apart.
Mm-hmm.
Am I right about it? What happened to Adam and Eve?
Amen.
He didn't say a word. Standing right by her.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Standing right there.
Mm-hmm.
And he didn't say a word while the serpent was rapping to his wife. Right in his face.
Mm.
And Adam stood by and didn't say a word. He was a silent leader and he lost their home.
Mm. Yes, they did.
Lost their relationship with God.
Mm.
Amen.
Mm.
You have been given the God-given authority
right.
to speak for your household.
Yes.
Mm. Because if I sow sparingly, if I give God a little of my time, a little of my energy, a little of my resources, then from God, I'm going to get a little of His time, a little of His energy, and a little of His resources, because if I sow sparingly, you're going to reap sparingly.
Yes.
That's right.
Now, financially, this refers to the offering.
Mm-hmm.
Remember now, I want you to get your pencil back out because I don't want you to miss this part, okay? It's very, 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 very important.
Mm-hmm.
Remember, the offering was the amount of money you gave over and above the tithe.
Amen.
The offering was the amount of money you gave over and above the tithe. That was the offering. Okay, listen to this. No matter what you gave, if it didn't reach the tithe, it was not yet the offering. Right? It was not yet the offering. It was just your contribution to the tithe.
Amen.
Because the offering was over and above. Right?
Mm-hmm.
See, what the tithe does, according to Malachi chapter 3, verse number 10, tithe does is it opens up the windows of heaven so that God can pour you out a blessing that there will not be what? Room enough to receive it. That's what the tithe does.
Mm-hmm.
What the offering does, it determines the rate of your return.
Woo!
Amen.
See, the tithe makes God accessible to you.
Mm-mm-mm.
You picking up what I'm laying down?
Mm-hmm.
The tithe makes God accessible to you because you met his demands. Right? You met his expectations. Right? The offering says to God how much I value you.
Amen.
Because the tithe you did because God told you to do it. The offering was never demanded. You did it according to 2 Corinthians 9 verse number 7. It says, let each one give as he purposes in his heart. God wants your heart. He wants you to willingly and eagerly give, you know, and participate in this generosity of giving. And he wants you to do it not grudgingly or reluctantly. It says, for God loves what?
A cheerful giver. That's good.
See, if you can't bring it to God with your heart, with an open heart and with love in your heart, mm-hmm. then God says, you just keep it.
Mm-hmm.
See, when that lady, the widow came with her two little mites, he was looking at her heart.
Yes.
He sat across the street and he watched her bring it in. When she was full, she cheerfully gave the two little pieces that she had. And though it said clank, clank, the scripture said that it was more than everybody else that came up there and gave in abundance.
Yes.
Because of where it came from.
Yes.
Mm.
That's good.
That is over and above the tithe. The offering, it determines the rate of your return. See, the offering says to God, you know, how much I value you, Lord.
Amen.
Amen. It says how much I value you, you know. See, and we do it according to, you know, a cheerful heart. So the offering is based on what you can give gladly.
Amen.
Amen.
That's good.
You can't give the offering unless you're given the tithe.
Amen.
That's
right. You got it?
Yeah.
You can't give the offering unless you gave the tithe. And it doesn't matter. You know, it doesn't even count as an offering unless you're meeting the minimum responsibility, you know, to God, which is your tithes.
Mm.
Amen?
Mm-hmm.
So the tithe, watch this, is a statement of your obedience.
Mm.
The offering was a statement of your love.
Mm. Amen.
That's good.
The tithe was determined, the offering was deserved.
Mm.
See, no farmer worth his salt so sparingly, unless he just wants a house garden. Amen? But if you're a farmer, you don't sow sparingly. You sow bountifully because you want a bountiful crop.
Yeah.
Amen. See, it's amazing how many people want a bountiful crop from God, but who want to throw in one seed to God. God said, I'm not to be made fun of like that. He said, you do that to men. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
You hear me?
Mm-hmm.
See, when you want, it's just like this. When you want to advance on your, you know, in your company, you don't show up one day a week, right? Talking about at least I showed up.
Mm-hmm.
Not only will you not advance in the company, but you're going to be fortunate enough to have a job. Am I right?
Amen.
You can't go there tomorrow. At least I showed up. You ain't did nothing all week. Because if you want to, you know, if you want to grow in the company, they got to see your commitment to be bountiful.
Yeah.
Am I right about it?
Amen.
See, if you're willing, they want to see you're willing to work a few extra hours, and you get the reward of the harvest because of the sowing of the work, you know, in the job.
Mm-hmm.
Amen. But we want to treat God like he's foolish.
Mm.
We laughing. I know I do it for my boss, but you're in space somewhere. I don't have to worry about you, Lord.
Mm.
God is not mocked.
Mm.
Watch this. He will always laugh last.
Amen.
So what he's saying is this. How much you sow will determine how much you'll have. So basically the question is, what do you want from God? That's the question. What do you want from God? What do you want for your family? What do you want from your personal life? What do you want from your career? What do you want in God's financial blessing for you? But what do you want? See, many of us have little from God because that's exactly what we expect.
Mm. That's good.
Come on.
And we know we expect it because that's exactly what we plan.
Mm. Mm.
Mm. So, as I close today, I'm going to say this before. I want to give you the other principles next week. If I'm going to expect great things from God, then I'm going to plant great things for God.
Yes. Thank you.
Amen. It's the law of the harvest. It's the law that always works. Amen. And any time it doesn't work, it's the exception, not the rule. Amen. See, because it's this axiom, and it says, "What a man sows, that's what he'll reap."
Mm-hmm.
Amen.
Amen.
So, the first principle is your harvest depends on whether you sow.
Mm-hmm.
The second principle is your harvest depends on what you sow. And the third principle is your harvest depends on how much you sow. Amen?
Amen.
And I'm going to stop right there, and I'm going to come back next week, and I'm going to give you the last three, and I'm going to encourage you. This is on tape.